This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that the expansion of rail connectivity in eastern India will strengthen the economy of the entire region. Mr. Modi was speaking at Ranchi in Jharkhand yesterday after laying the foundation stone and dedicating to the nation various railway projects worth over 660 crore rupees through video conferencing. Mr. Modi also virtually flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains. Addressing the gathering virtually, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the expansion of the rail connectivity in eastern India will hugely benefit businesses, professionals and students. Speaking about the new Vande Bharat trains, the Prime Minister said it will create new employment opportunities for the youth. The Prime Minister also released the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to thousands of beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees were digitally transferred to the bank accounts of beneficiaries. Besides, the Prime Minister also distributed sanction letters of 32,000 houses to beneficiaries of PMAYG. Later, addressing a public meeting at Gopal Maidan in Jamshedpur, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said, Bangladeshi and Rohingya infiltrators pose a significant threat to the state by altering the demographic landscape of Santhal Paragana's and Kolhan regions. Prime Minister Modi reached Ahmedabad in Gujarat last evening. Today, Mr. Modi will interact with the beneficiaries of the Pradhan Mantri Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and inaugurate the fourth edition of Renewable Energy Conference at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. In the evening, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens on the eve of Milad-un-Nabi. The birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad is observed as Milad-un-Nabi. In her message, President Murmu said that the Prophet inspired everyone to strengthen the feelings of love and brotherhood and stressed on equality and harmony in society. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankard appealed to the students to explore opportunities in the field of technology beyond government jobs. The Vice President was addressing a function after inaugurating the Digital Tower at Ramdev Baba University in Nagpur yesterday. The 12-story tower features modern digital classrooms for computer science and engineering students. The Vice President emphasized the potential of quantum computing and green hydrogen. Earlier, Vice President Dhankar inaugurated Constitution Temples at the 434 industrial training institutes across Maharashtra through video conferencing at an event in Mumbai. The Constitution Temples have been designed to educate students about the importance and sanctity of the Constitution of India. Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, is set to launch today a digital platform, Bhaskar, aimed at strengthening India's startup ecosystem. The Bharat Startup Knowledge Access Registry, Bhaskar Initiative, is a platform designed to centralize, streamline and enhance collaboration among key stakeholders within the entrepreneurial ecosystem. This initiative aligns with the government's vision to transform India into a global leader in innovation and entrepreneurship. Commerce and Industry Ministry said in a release that Bhaskar will bridge the gap between startups, investors, mentors and other stakeholders, allowing for a seamless interaction across sectors. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Myanmar, Vietnam and Laos in solidarity with people affected by Typhoon Yagi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said in a social media post that 10 tons of aid, including dry ration, clothing, medicines, left for Myanmar on board INS Satpura yesterday. The Indian Air Force has deployed its C-17 Globemaster aircraft to provide humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to the flood-affected areas. The IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh due to deep depression over Gangetic, West Bengal. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.